Hey, it's Ron Jacobs for Workflow TV, and today I'm going to show you some new work that I've done in Microsoft Activities extensions to support tracking of state machines. And this isn't just about tracking, it's about providing you a way of knowing what the current state is, what the possible transitions are, and making sure that ends up in the persistence database so that you can find out what it is for any given workflow. All right, so there's two applications I'm going to show you. The first one is a WPF application. So a little more complicated, kind of model view, view model and all that. And this is the state machine that I used for that. And you can see here that I've got, three states and a bunch of transitions. And, you know, there's nothing really super interesting about the state machine. I just want to kind of give you a view of that. So let's run this state machine here. And you can see that when you start it up, it tries to go and load any previous instances. So let's go in here and create a new one. And you can see what happened, that we have tracking information showing up here. And here is kind of an interesting little thing at the bottom in this tracking window. You can see that the state machine XML here is written to the promoted properties table. So what I'm doing here is I'm tracking in this workflow what state machines are there, because you can have more than one in a workflow. And the current state machine, or the one that's currently active, the name is there. And then for that state machine, what's the current state and what are the possible transitions of that state? And so a lot of people tell me they want to do things like this, where they have a UI where the buttons enable or disable based on the current state. So it's easier to do, you know, kind of just from when it's not loaded and so forth. So let's do a little transition here. So we transition that one. Okay, and I'm going to say unload. All right, and now it's not loaded. And let's do another new one. Okay, and we'll transition this way. And we'll go back to, let's go to this one here. All right, now I'll click unload here. Now, here's the cool part. When I click up here, I update the transitions, but I didn't have to load the workflow to do it. That's because the code goes and looks in the instance promoted properties view in the database, loads it up, parses the XML, and then enables and disables things in the model, which is bound to the enabled state of the buttons. Okay, so you know, you can see how that works. And in fact, if I stop this and let's fire it up again, I have a little bit of code that will go and load that list of workflows. And you can see that it comes right back where it was and the buttons are enabled or disabled. There's also an open button here if you want to put in a particular ID. I just put in this so I can show you the code for how you load just one workflow instead of getting all of them out of the persistence store. So there is a lot of help for you on this, on how this all works. And so if we go over here into the web documentation, and we say under the activities extensions, how do I get the current state and possible transitions? You can click here, and this one uses workflow application. So I have here kind of a step-by-step guide for how you find out to do this. And this is all at wf.codeplex.com. All right. So that's the first one. Now let's take a look at how do you do it with a service. All right. So here I have a workflow service. All right, so it's, again, it's a state machine. It's a little simpler one. And everything in this case is done right here in the web config. So the first thing I have in my system service model section is some behavior extensions. So you can see that I have here the state tracking behavior. And I also have a workflow service trace behavior. That's just going to output the tracking in the VS debug window. Then what I've done here is I've enabled the persistence with the workflow instance store, and then I added the state tracking behavior and the trace behavior. That's it. That's all I had to do. All right, so now if we go over to the WCF test client, and I'm going to type this in here, and we'll click invoke. We go back down here in the output window, you can see that I got tracking information. And we can see right here that the state machine XML was output there in the trace. And if we take a look here at the instance promoted properties table in the database, you can see here that I've got, for any given instance, the current state and the transitions in the XML right there in the blob. So that is it. It's darn simple. It uses Microsoft Activities extensions. Just install it with NuGet. And I hope you enjoy that. For Workflow TV, I'm Ron Jacobs.